In San Antonio, many low-income students aren't just the first in their family to go to college. They're the first in their family to leave the state. But their schools can play an important role in preparing them and their families for the challenges ahead. Texas Public Radio and education writer Becca McNeil are following the experiences of three San Antonio students. This is the second of a four-part special report, Far From Home.
In schools like Storm Elementary in San Antonio ISD, college is not just a vague hope. It's the natural next step. At Storm, each class is named after a university. The third grade is the University of Arizona. Second grade is Trinity University. Kindergarten is Rice University. Storm principal Jacqueline Navarre says it's never too early to start talking about college, especially if the kids you're talking to might be the first in their families to go to college.
That's all we want for our kids of the west side of San Antonio, really, is just to have pride in themselves and to know that there's something beyond Brady Street or beyond Zarzamora Street, beyond San Antonio, that they have the brains, they have the wisdom, they have the grit that it takes to leave San Antonio, leave Texas, and go to these bigger places.
Kipp Public Charter Schools also start talking about college in elementary school. Then, as students move into high school, the network has developed a high-touch method of helping first-gen students find their best college fit and obtain their bachelor's degree. The Kipp Through College program begins working with students their junior year to understand their strengths, weaknesses, and ambitions. Advisors like Ruben Rodriguez monitor the students throughout the year-long college matching course and meet with their parents to try to get a good idea of where to direct the students.
We have a focus on character traits as well. And those character traits go through from K all the way through 12 with our students. And the expectation is that we prepare our students for in that social intelligence aspect as well as in academics.
Low-income and minority students are often undermatched, meaning their advisors steer them toward less competitive colleges than their grades and test scores would suggest. Rodriguez said that can hurt their chances of graduating. Because Kipp Through College has a mandate to increase the graduation rate of Kipp alumni, Rodriguez and his team obsess over the institution's graduation rate for students of color. For instance, they encouraged Angelica Espinosa to look at Skidmore College in New York, where she could double major in dance and pre-med. Skidmore graduates 80% of its students of color. In San Antonio, only Trinity University has a minority graduation rate close to 80%. Parents can be great allies in this preparation process. College advisors like SAISD's Art Martinez say it's hard to get students to see college as the next natural step. But when parents are convinced, college enrollment becomes more likely.
It was so great for them to go and actually see what's happening. And to me, that was the most exciting part, was breaking down some of those barriers, confirming some of their thoughts and ideas, but having them think of their own. Now you make up your own idea of what an out-of-state school looks like. And that was so cool.
For parents, advisors say, it all boils down to two words, compadrazgo and confianza. Compadrazgo describes the relationship of a surrogate parent or godparent. Confianza is a sense of mutual trust and respect. Martinez says it's worth the extra effort to include parents on school-sponsored college visits so they can get comfortable on the campuses, learn the jargon, and create their own memories around the college experience. That builds confianza, he said, the idea of security or trust in an institution. To build compadrazgo, the sense that there's someone the student can turn to for support, parents look to college faculty and staff. In the next installment of the Far From Home series, we'll look at how colleges and universities are improving the way first-gen students and their families are welcomed into the college experience. In San Antonio, I'm Becca McNeil.